Unofficialmills.co.uk is the unofficial fan site of Scott Mills. The Chris Moyle Show. Scott Mills,
because Chris is on a holiday. National Radio 1. Do you know what? I've got so many emails and texts. So many of you cannot wait for the next bit of Laura's Diary. You're going to have to, I'm afraid. 7:40 tomorrow morning on Radio 1. Now, over the last week, we've been putting adverts in various local and regional papers all over the UK. Situations vacant, just some slightly unusual jobs. What was the ad that we put in this time?
Top footballer and family seek nanny. Do you like children? Can you cope with press intrusion? Would you be willing to live abroad? Can you be trusted? If this is you, please call Victoria Chapman on. I like this advert because it implies I'm a top footballer.
Now, from the advert, and also from this message that you get when you call on the number that's in the advert, it's clear that this top footballer's wife is a little bit paranoid that his husband's going to be having it away with the actual nanny.
Hi, this is Victoria. If you're calling in regards to the job in the paper, I was wondering if you might be able to please leave a few details about yourself and tell me why you'd be the perfect person for the job. I should say at this point that it is a high-profile family, so discretion really is the key, but it is very well paid. And also, if you could just describe what you look like, that would be brilliant. Thanks very much for calling, and I'll hopefully get back to you soon. Bye.
So, this advert was in the Southern Daily Echo, the Hampshire-based newspaper. Just the ad and then a phone number, and that's what you got when you called the number.
Yeah.
Now, this first message, probably bearing in mind that the top footballer's wife is absolutely paranoid, probably not the best way to sell yourself. Listen.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and I'm applying for the job as a nanny. I really love children, football, and I love going to football matches. I used to date footballers, so I really know what it's like to have the pressure of that around yourself, and I really understand what you're going through. I'm 5'8", slim built, blonde hair, hazel eyes, and big boobs. And, well, yeah, I think I'm perfect for this job. I love children, and I love footballers. Thank you. Call me back. Bye-bye.
The message will be erased.
Now, she's not going to get the job, is she?
Well, I don't know.
And big boobs. Right, this next person is obviously quite savvy. She knows exactly what's going on. She will not have it away with your husband, Victoria.
Hi, my name's Jenny Smith. I'm calling about the job for nanny. I saw your advert. I think I'm perfect for the job because I love football, but I don't love footballers. So, you know, don't worry. I'm not going to try and get it on with your husband or anything. I just think I'm really trustworthy, I'm really good with children, you know, I understand the marital bond and I won't try and come between you and your husband. If it will make you feel better, then I can dress down for work. I don't want to attract any attention from him that would make you feel uncomfortable. So I can just dress kind of frumpy and tracky bums and that kind of stuff. That's not a problem. But look, basically, I love kids. I can play, I can teach, I can do all these things. I think I'd be brilliant. So if you want to give me a call back on 07-5, maybe we can talk some more. Thanks, bye.
The message will be erased.
Yeah, she sounds good.
She does.
She loves children, but she doesn't love footballers.
She won't get it on with her husband.
And this is the strangest message we got on this answer phone when we put the ad in.
Hi, I'm calling about the ad. I know you don't get many males as nannies, and I think that you may be worried about your blog the nanny, which there is no problem with me because I'm a male, but I think your blog basically wouldn't the nanny, that's for sure, because I'm male, and I guess that he would be more worried about you than himself, actually. My name is Sami, I'm 30 years old, and my number is 07... Thank you. Bye.
The message will be erased.
His name's Sammy.
Yeah.
DJ Sammy.
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Sound quite similar.
Actually, listen again.
Hi, I'm calling about the ad.
It's wrong! It's
DJ Sammy!
Don't get many males as nannies.
This is my favourite.
And I think that you may be worried about your blog the nanny, which there is no problem with me because I'm a male. But I think your blog basically wouldn't the nanny, that's for sure.
This has got people quite worried about applying for jobs. Alice has just been on from London saying, looking desperately for a job at the moment. I've been put off loads thinking I might be applying to you guys. Did you have an advert in the Metro for an ice cream taster? No, that wasn't us.